Tonight on the Worldview Report, a new study finds that Chinese spies posing as tourists have been surveilling the nation's military and government sites, scooping up lots of sensitive data. But what's being done about it? We'll clue you in. A California mom has won a $100,000 settlement from her daughter's school district after middle school teachers had socially transitioned her 11-year-old daughter, Alicia, without her knowledge or consent. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's been checked out by his doctor, who found him to be perfectly healthy and fit. So, why does McConnell keep zoning out in public? A Democrat senator files an ethics complaint against conservative Justice Samuel Alito, requesting an investigation from Chief Justice Roberts. Illinois sheriffs push back against the state's new gun ban. And big changes are planned for both automobile and air travel if the climate change radicals get their way. We'll explain how they plan to infringe upon your freedom of movement. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. Starting us off tonight, the Independent Journal Review reports that the FBI discovered more than 100 instances of Chinese citizens pretending to be tourists in order to scoop up intelligence data on U.S. military sites. But the FBI did nothing to stop the spying. Given the nickname Gatecrashers, the Chinese citizens were discovered to have been trying to get onto U.S. military bases or other U.S. government installations, either on purpose or by accident. That's what officials from the FBI, the Department of Defense, and other government agencies found, according to the Wall Street Journal. These incidents have reportedly sparked concern among members of Congress. Democratic Colorado Representative Jason Crow expressed the need to train state and local law enforcement to deal with these encounters. Quote, "We need to work closely with our state and local partners to train them and equip them," end quote. That's what Crow said. And then he said, quote, "Right now, they don't know how to deal with it," end quote. Well, the so-called gate crashers, well, they have reportedly tried to cross onto a U.S. missile range in New Mexico. Others were scuba diving in Florida waters located near a U.S. government rocket launch site, according to the outlet. Gatecrashers have claimed they are following their Google Maps directions to McDonald's or Burger King located near these U.S. military installations. In other instances, the so-called gatecrashers are claimed to, quote, "be more troubling," end quote, according to U.S. officials. Ezra Cohen, who worked as an acting Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence and Security, wrote in a post on X, formerly known as Twitter, that during his time with the agency, he had, quote, "pleaded with DOJ officials," end quote, to go after these gate crashers. Quote, "During my time as the head of counterintelligence and law enforcement at DOD, we pleaded with DOJ officials to prosecute these infiltrators," end quote. That's what Cohen wrote. He went on to say, quote, "DOJ told us it wasn't a priority for them. I guess they were more concerned with other things, distractions," end quote. The Washington Standard reports that California mom Jessica Conan won a $100,000 settlement from her daughter's school district, Speckles Union School District, after Buena Vista Middle School had socially transitioned her 11-year-old daughter, Alicia, without her knowledge or consent. The school district still refuses to admit that it's at fault. Many are calling this a landmark case, saying it will make other school districts across the country think twice before transitioning kids behind their parents' backs. At the beginning of her sixth grade year, a friend invited Alicia to the school's equality club, headed by two seventh grade teachers, Lois Calderia and Kelly Baraki. While there, the teachers told her that she was bisexual and later on identified her as transsexual. Alicia wasn't sure what either of those terms meant, but trusted the teachers. And she was given more material to read, and she believed them. Later in the spring, Alicia went to the school counselor because she was depressed and stressed. She had weekly meetings with the counselor, as well as one of her teachers and the principal. Alicia was informed that she was depressed and stressed because she was, quote, not being who she was, end quote, and that if she became her true self, she would get better. According to the legal complaint, Claridia and Baraki identified students for the school's equality club, quote, based on comments students made to them, comments that they overheard students make to others, and their own observations of students in the classroom setting and otherwise. Once they identified students for the club, Claridia and Baraki would invite them to participate. That's what's in the legal documents. In a leaked recording from a 2021 California Teachers Association conference, the so-called teachers discussed how they kept meetings private and stalked students online for recruits. Baraki admitted, quote, when we were doing our virtual learning, we totally stalked what they were doing on Google when they weren't doing schoolwork. One of them was Googling Trans Day of Visibility. And we're like, check, we're going to invite that kid when we get back on campus, end quote. Spreckles Union School District adopted a, quote, parental secrecy policy, end quote, ensuring that staff at the Buena Vista School would, quote, conceal from parents that their minor children had articulated confusion about their gender identity, evinced a desire to change their gender identity, or assumed or expressed a new gender identity unless the student expressly authorized the parents to be informed, end quote. Remarkably, Spreckles Union would, quote, intentionally deceive parents regarding students' new gender identity and expression by, among other things, not publishing the parental secrecy policy on the Spreckles Union website, using students' birth names and pronouns in communications with parents, despite using students' new names and pronouns when parents were not there, instructing students they were not to tell their parents about their new gender identity or expression because their parents couldn't be trusted, and otherwise concealing those facts from parents, end quote. In other news, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has released a medical evaluation report after appearing to freeze and look blankly into space. The frightening happenings where McConnell appears to freeze until being roused by staff, well, they've been caught on camera twice in just 2 months. RTM previously reported that Senator Mitch McConnell, when asked by a reporter, quote, what are your thoughts on running for re-election, end quote, McConnell froze, but then quickly recovered from that medical episode, according to an aide who declared, quote, while he feels fine, as a prudential measure, the leader will be consulting a physician prior to his next event, end quote. Well, as promised, Senator McConnell submitted to a medical exam on Tuesday and released the report. Dr. Brian Monahan wrote, quote, my examination of you following your August 30th, 2023 brief episode included several medical evaluations, brain MRI imaging, EEG study, and consultations with several neurologists for a comprehensive neurology assessment, end quote. Bottom line, quote, there is no evidence that you have a seizure disorder or that you experienced a stroke, TIA, or movement disorder such as Parkinson's disease, end quote. Dr. Monahan added that no new treatments, procedures, or medications were recommended, but did note that McConnell continues to undergo, quote, treatment as he recovers from his March 2023 fall, end quote. Dr. Monahan gave the green light for the senior statesman to resume his usual schedule. You saw the video of McConnell freezing up like a deer in headlights. We could play it for you again, but by now you've seen it, right? It's embarrassing. But nothing is wrong with the senator. That's what his doctor says. How many of you believe that? Are we really to believe that everything's completely normal? Well, maybe for now. But is it normal for a U.S. senator to stand in front of an audience, freeze up, their eyes glaze over as if in some sort of trance? But if we question it, we're told we're the crazy ones. We're the ones with a screw loose. Don't fall for the gaslighting, folks. McConnell is either a very ill man, or he is under the control of some kind of hypnotic instructor speaking into his ear. And maybe he's just getting too old to understand the instructions he's being given on what to say and when. He's not crazy or suffering from dementia. No. It's we the people that are crazy. That's what they want you to believe. Democrat Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island has asked Chief Justice Roberts to investigate conservative Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito. Whitehouse sent a letter to Roberts demanding an ethics investigation into Alito over his recent comments about the Supreme Court in an interview with the Wall Street Journal. Justice Alito told the Wall Street Journal in July, quote, "I know this is a controversial view, but I'm willing to say it. No provision in the Constitution gives them, Congress, the authority to regulate the Supreme Court. Period." End quote. Well, folks, that's all it took for Democrat Senator Shelton Whitehouse to write to Chief Justice Roberts stating, quote, "Justice Alito's decision to opine publicly on the constitutionality of that bill may well embolden legal challenges to the bill should it become law. Indeed, his comments encourage challenges to all manner of judicial ethics laws already on the books," end quote. The Hill reported that Whitehouse urged Roberts in a 7-page letter to, quote, "take whatever steps are necessary," end quote, to probe the matter. Well, earlier this year, Chief Justice John Roberts declined to testify before Congress about Supreme Court ethics as Democrats ramp up their harassment campaign against Justice Clarence Thomas. The Democrat media operatives, well, they have been harassing Clarence Thomas because their ultimate goal is to expand the Supreme Court, to pack the Supreme Court. In April, there was launched an attack by one publication on Thomas. Why? Because he took vacations with a longtime family friend who happens to be a Republican donor. We'll be right back after this break.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Welcome back. Before we continue tonight, I want to remind you, as I do each and every night, we're brought to you by you. So thank you. Thank you so very much for your support by simply going to WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution of any size. We put this broadcast out to many networks, any network really that wants to carry it, we allow them to do that. We're on, of course, obviously, Lindell TV, Frank Speech, WorldviewTube.com, Brighteon, Band.video, VCY America. Any of the networks that want to carry us, we let them do it free of charge. Why? Because that's what we do. We produce Christian biblical worldview programming that helps people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview so we can know how God would have us to respond. Not only do we produce and promote this program, Worldview Report, but Brandon House Live, Worldview Radio, Worldview Weekend Hour on Sunday nights. Sunday mornings, we have the Worldview Report Sunday. We have so many programs that we put out and produce free of charge. We don't put them behind a paywall. We could stick them all behind a paywall and say, if you don't see them live, you don't get to see them. No, we push it all out as a public service and a ministry of WVW Broadcast Network and WVW Foundation. So thank you for your support. A contribution of any size is greatly appreciated. We are looking for more regular monthly contributors. You can make a one-time or occasional contribution at wvwfoundation.com if you'd like, but you may also go there if you prefer and set up an automatic monthly contribution, $5, $10, $15, $20 a month, whatever you can budget for, we appreciate it. So we can continue to push out all the many, many hours of programming we're doing. One person recently said, Brandon, you realize you're doing over 1,000 hours of television broadcasting a year, over 1,000 hours a year. I didn't take the time to add it all up, but that's probably about right. And we want to keep doing that and maybe even more because there's so much we need to alert the American people and people around the world to that's happening in our times. As again, we seek to understand the times and know how God would have us to respond. So please do consider a contribution, would you? WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Thank you. The Conservative Treehouse reports that the U.S. Department of Defense will now conduct online monitoring operations using enhanced AI to, quote, protect, end quote, the U.S. internet from, quote, disinformation, end quote. This unprecedented censorship will be done under the auspices of course, national security. Eyes Wide Open reports that the U.S. Special Operations Command has contracted with a New York company, it's an AI company, to deploy software that detects, quote, real-time, end quote, disinformation threats on social media. The company reportedly has AI software that analyzes social media data accurately, they claim, accurately capturing, quote, emerging narratives, end quote, and generating intelligence reports for military forces to speedily neutralize the so-called disinformation threat. The founder of this company told Eyes Wide Open website, quote, synthetic media, including AI-generated viral narratives, deepfakes, and other harmful social media-based applications of AI pose a serious threat to U.S. national security and civil society. Social media is widely recognized as an unregulated environment where adversaries routinely exploit reasoning, vulnerabilities, and manipulate behavior through the intentional spread of disinformation. U.S. Special Operations Command is at the tip of the spear in recognizing the critical need to identify and analytically predict social media narratives at an embryonic stage before those narratives evolve and gain traction. Accrete, name of this company, is proud to support the U.S. Strategic Command Operations mission, end quote. Well, this company, they also revealed that they will launch an enterprise version for social media disinformation detection later this year. The AI software will supposedly provide protection for, quote, urgent customer pain points, end quote, against AI-generated synthetic media, such as viral disinformation and deep fakes. Providing this protection requires AI that can automatically learn, put that in quotes, what is most important to an enterprise and predict the likely social media narratives that will emerge before they influence behavior. Sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, doesn't it? In other news, more than 90 Illinois sheriff's departments publicly announced their refusal to enforce the Protect Illinois Communities Act, banning all pistols and rifles with detachable magazines as prohibited assault weapons. The state's Democrat governor, J.B. Pritzker, signed the extensive gun ban into law in January while claiming to, quote, protect Illinois communities, end quote. The governor signed a separate bill forbidding police from cooperating with U.S. Immigration Customs and Enforcement, or ICE, to deport illegal immigrants, even though they are 163% more likely to be convicted of first-degree murder than are U.S. citizens. So, expanding what does not work. Take away guns from law-abiding citizens, but make it a crime to export illegal immigrants that have 163% more likelihood of committing murder. Casting additional doubt on the governor's claim to protect communities, the Chicago Tribune reported that at least 4,300 people were shot in 2021 in Cook County. One county, which includes the Chicago metropolitan area, with more than 1,000 of those gunshot victims dying. Now, all of this, despite Chicago's gun laws being reportedly among the most restrictive in the United States. How's that working out? One might expect the governor of Illinois, well, to bring the rural county's gun policies to Chicago to solve the homicide problem in the Windy City. But no, the new law instead brings Chicago-style gun control to the rest of the state. This is one reason why I've been urging family and friends for, well, a couple years now, get out of Illinois for a lot of reasons. But there are some sheriffs, as we said, that are pushing back. Illinois Sheriff's Association Executive Director, well, they drafted a template for sheriffs to sign, vowing not to enforce the new gun ban since it violates the Second Amendment. Wonderful. Perfect. Here we finally have sheriffs standing up to the tyranny from their state capital, from their governor's mansion. Now, how about they stand up to the tyranny from Washington, D.C. while they're at it? Vanity Fair reports that more than 90 sheriffs have done just that. They have agreed they will not violate the Second Amendment rights of the citizens of their county, including DuPage County Sheriff James Mendrick, who labeled the weapons ban a, quote, clear violation, end quote, of the Constitution. Vanity Fair notes that the governor of Illinois attacked the sheriffs who pledged to protect the Second Amendment rights, and he accused them of, quote, political grandstanding, end quote, and threatened to remove them from their positions if they continued their defiance. The governor warned those sheriffs that in the end, quote, they will in fact do their job or they won't be in their job, end quote. Local, state, and federal officials, including Illinois representatives, joined the governor, admonishing Sheriff Medrick in particular. The state's Democrat Attorney General, well, he also assailed the sheriff, stating, quote, there are other people there to do the job, end quote. Vanity Fair also emphasized that state and municipal police could theoretically step in to enforce the gun ban, but concluded, nonetheless, that the threats by the governor and others may, at the end of the day, be empty. Pollution in one of Scotland's largest cities has risen since low emission zones were imposed in June as part of a radical climate change agenda. Glasgow, Edinburgh, Aberdeen, and Dundee, they are restricting certain areas to vehicles which meet certain environmental standards. Drivers of unapproved vehicles who enter these low emission zones, or what are called LEZs, they're fined $75.77 per day. Scotland Transportation Minister Ginny Gilruth hailed the mandates as, quote, a truly significant public health moment for Scotland, end quote, adding that, quote, our air quality is generally good. But for too long, air pollution has exceeded legal limits for health in our city centers as a consequence of unrestricted vehicle admissions. We have a moral responsibility to act. Air pollution often disproportionately impacts those with the least in our society, end quote. But recent tests show that air pollution in Glasgow, the only city to so far enforce the mandate, has risen over the last 2 months compared to the same period last year, so reports the Daily Mail. Nitrogen dioxide levels in June, July, and August of 2022 were measured at 31 micrograms per cubic meter against 34 micrograms this year. Over 730,000 vehicles in Scotland have been banned from entering these zones, including more than half of Glasgow's taxi cabs. Scotland's government has drawn recent mockery for climate-related policies, which some say are clumsy attempts to fight so-called climate change. But maybe what's really going on here, folks, is stepping up efforts to control and restrict people's freedom of movement. It's Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, getting people used to being told where they can go, when they can go there, how far they can go. It's all setting up for those, well, 15-minute cities. Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. We just reported on insane UK policies called ultra-low emission zones, or ULZs. But these type of policies are coming here to America as well. We know that because, well, there are policies of the United Nations and the World Economic Forum, two of the biggest globalist organizations out there, that are being promoted far and wide. And we recognize it, we see it, we talk about it, we report on it. And the goal here, folks, is to ban, at the end of the day, gasoline-powered vehicles by 2035. The plan also includes a radical reduction in air traffic. Airlines, well, they'll soon be charging passengers a climate tax. In fact, Bloomberg reported last week that the aviation industry aims to achieve carbon neutrality by 2050, with about 25,000 commercial planes burning approximately 100 billion gallons of fuel a year. Industry, well, they will need to spend an estimated $4 trillion to achieve its 2050 goal. In fact, the estimate was provided by the McKinsey & Company in a report sponsored by, wait for it, the World Economic Forum. But while carbon neutrality is not a goal passengers choose, it is one they are going to be paying for. They will be funding it. In fact, according to Bloomberg, quote, airlines say the financial blow will be far too heavy to bear on their own, end quote. There's, quote, just no way around it, end quote, said International Air Transport Association Director General Willie Walsh, whose organization is the industry's main global lobbying group. The International Council on Clean Transportation, a policy and research think tank, well, they have proposed a $25 climate tax on passengers, or a sliding scale that might charge passengers $177 for their 20th flight. But no matter the method nor the dollar figure, the report says that the transition to cleaner fuels is expensive enough to, quote, put the democratization of flying into reverse, leading to higher fares and fewer routes and airlines, end quote. We didn't vote for these changes, folks. The elites believe, well, they can just impose them on us. The whole intent seems to be to bring us back to the Stone Age. They better be careful, because all of these new taxes and regulations might just lead to a rebellion and maybe even a new dark age. What do you think? Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for watching and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. You can do that a couple ways, three ways, four ways. I don't know. Here's one. MyPillow.com, and use the promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. There's a lot of sales going on over there right now. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and check it out. I mean, really, a lot of sales. And a lot of them are new specials. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. That gets you savings, and then we get credit. and it's a part of our general operating budget. So thank you. Another way you can support us and prepare your family for an emergency, a crisis, and you know the elite are manufacturing one right now as you speak. One way you can prepare your family is by going to WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. Emergency freeze-dried food that has a 25-year shelf life, emergency supplies of all kinds. Check it out. WVWTVstore.com. While you're there at WVWTVstore.com, check out our upcoming Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Our 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks starts on Friday night, October 20th. Keynote speakers live in the building, General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Rebecca Walzer, Alex Newman, Andy Woods, Todd Benzman, let's see who else, Dr. Peter McCullough, Colonel John Mills, what a lineup. All the details are at WVWTVstore.com. And then finally, don't forget about QUXNow.com, your conservative alternative to YouTube. They are allowing us to broadcast. They've invited us to broadcast. They carry all my programs, and they have promised never to censor or cancel us. Folks that run this company like what we do. They invited us to come on board. Here's the great part, too. Not only will they not censor us or cancel us, they will not track your data and sell it. They will not track your data and sell it. So if you're interested, you get this little box, get an HDMI cable that it comes with, hook it to your flat screen TV, sync it to your wireless router, and start streaming our programs on your flat screen TV. You can do that by going to QUXNow.com and getting one of these boxes. Oh, by the way, use the code WVW at checkout. They'll take $25 off. QUXNow.com, code WVW to get $25 off. Streaming great conservative Christian worldview programming, and the elite are not tracking your data and selling it. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.